WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3% annual pace from April through June, bouncing back from a first quarter drop that reflected concern about the trade wars. Also today, payroll processor ADP said that the U.S. economy churned out 104,000 private service jobs in July. Economists at ADP say employers seem more optimistic that consumer spending will remain resilient. President Trump saying on Truth Social he will impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because India buys oil from Russia, which helps fund the war against Ukraine. In the U.S., the major threat has passed after tsunami watches and warnings caused by a magnitude 8.8 earthquake off the coast of eastern Russia last night.
It's almost impossible to describe just how large an earthquake of this magnitude is. It's one of the largest earthquakes to occur in recorded history.
Seismologist Dr. Austin Holland, this is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's now another lawsuit to try to change Wisconsin's legislative maps. A group of Democratic voters has filed a new suit saying the state's maps are illegally gerrymandered. They're asking justices on the state Supreme Court to invoke a never-really-used law to create a panel of three judges that would hear challenges to congressional districts. Republicans created that process in 2011, according to WisPolitics. But here's the thing. This same group filed a lawsuit before that the state Supreme Court declined to hear. This one uses some different arguments. Meanwhile, Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional delegation are pushing back in the case they want this request rejected. Meanwhile, the field is wide open for Wisconsin's next governor. After Tony Evers' announcement he wouldn't run for a third term, his lieutenant governor was the first to launch a full campaign. Terry Barr reports.
Sarah Rodriguez is already on the road as the first official Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor.
What I am hearing is that people feel squeezed. They are doing everything right. They are working. They are trying to do what's right, and they cannot make ends meet. And whether that is accessible and affordable health care, whether that's housing, whether that's child care.
The lieutenant governor considers these the top concerns for the next governor, and there are also questions if she knew about Evers' decision ahead of his announcement.
We need a governor who's going to be ready to go, who's going to be prepared, who's going to have their ducks in a row. And so I was prepared for either decision that he was going to make. I was prepared to run for governor. I was prepared to run for lieutenant governor and support him.
Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien declared their candidacies as Republicans the election in 2026.
That's Terry Barr. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a two-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul VandenPlas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Vice President J.D. Vance said that Trump has nothing to hide in the Epstein case. Actually, it was a pretty interesting exchange. First, Vance said, when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, the president has nothing to hide. And Trump said, damn right. And Vance said, this is a witch hunt, and the president is an open book. And Trump said, preach, J.D. Then Vance said, in fact, Trump's so innocent, he's going to demand the Justice Department release every name on the list. And Trump said, now hold on just a minute. And Vance said, go ahead, subpoena his phone records. You'll find he never once called, texted, or slipped into Epstein's DMs. Then Trump yelled, OMG, where's my phone, and get me a sledgehammer. Then Vance said, and he's definitely not been trying to distract us from the scandal. And finally, Trump screamed, check out this meme and get it trending.
Did you see, Trump said, I don't know if I had anything to do with Stephen Colbert, but Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are next. Yeah. Wonder which one goes first. Oh, my God. Today in fascism. All right. So you guys, I set up the topic that Bob Seska started. No, we're just talking about liberal purity tests. And, you know, it does scare me based on what happened in 2016 and 2024. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying it. Statistically, it is provable that Jill Stein voters swung the election in both 2016 and 2024 in terms of, you know, it's a Russian operation to get liberals to either stay home, vote for Trump, or vote for Jill Stein. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, anyway, so my point is that I get it, but we're not going to agree with everybody on every issue. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I guess people were going crazy. That Pete, I don't even know exactly what Pete said, something about understanding people's thoughts about the trans and sports issue.
Right. He basically said we need to be bringing people to our side instead of pushing people away from our side.
He also didn't say he agreed.
No,
right?
He didn't.
Like, hello, this is a gay man. Like, if you guys really want to, like, is that not progress? Like, to some extent?
Yeah. And if he's not pure enough. Well, we love the way he answered that one question. Remember, he said it was a right-wing lady that, you know, he knew early on and called Chasten his friend.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I could have lectured her and said, he's not my friend, he's my husband, or even my partner. I don't know if he was his partner at that time. But he said that was progress. It was her way of saying, oh, I really like your friend, you know, rather than saying, like,
Than giving her a lecture, which nobody likes.
You kind of have to baby them a little bit.
Exactly.
Like, give the toddler nod. Right. But, like, you know, it's just...
Thank you for your progress.
Yeah. Know? Also, a big argument I see online especially is, oh, well, the two-party system is why we're here in the first place. We need more, you know, strong third-party candidates, but we're not on a place as a country where that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's an obvious imbalance happening. While I do, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with that fact. This is not the time. Well, and they don't agree with me.
That was her saying clock it.
And we need to work within the system we have, not within the system we wish we had. We can work towards a system that we wish we had.
This is not the time.
But right now, we don't have that system.
This is not the time to test that. This is not the time where that will work.
And by the way, like I said over and over again, if you do anything but vote for Kamala Harris, if you stay home, if you vote for Jill Stein, if you vote for Trump, you are voting for the total genocide in Gaza. And what are we watching now? We are at a point where human rights organizations in Israel are condemning the thing that Netanyahu is denying, that anybody's starving in Gaza. And it's just, but again, you know, purity politics is partially what got us here. Yep. So anyway, you know what the world needs now?
Love, sweet love?
Yes. How'd you know I was going to say that?
Well, because that's a song title. It's a song.
I just love this because it's not just a vomitous love letter to me. It is to the entire Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
What did we do now?
Well, this is from, you know, Jenny the Giggling Whore in Baltimore.
Okay. All right.
Who preemptively thanks us for our attention to this matter.
Right. Oh.
Dear Stefan, to whom it may concern, it concerns no one. That's generally when we get that letter.
Exactly.
It does not concern any of us. Okay. She had subject line, ugly old hag, love, sexy liberals, and memories. And she said, you're not an ugly old hag, but I was hoping that subject line would catch your attention. Yes, either if you love me or hate me, I will read this letter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything you put in there that just...
Because either one of those is great radio.
Yes, exactly. This is a letter of appreciation. You've introduced me to some of the most amazing yet underappreciated thinkers and speakers in media. On Patreon, I sponsor you, Frangela, Bob Seska. I subscribe to zillions of podcasts because of you. Wow. Good. Jody's politics bar. For Angela's final word, something ain't right. Idiot of the week. John's podcast. Bob, my panties are melting. Seska's podcast.
Oh, okay.
You know, she is a whore, but she's the biggest whore about Bob. Malcolm, Hal, Carlos, Dr. Doom, Rude Pundit, Jen Kirkman, Dana raised by a wild pack of Jews, Allison Muller, she wrote, Kimberly Johnson, so many more, all gems I feel lucky to have found. I have loved Bob Seska from afar for years now. He is smart, funny, empathetic, and hot. He also has the most smoking hot, smartest girlfriend ever, which only enhances my inappropriate love for him. Can't be the only one that has a three-way fantasy. Okay. Oops. I think the Bible verse spewing androgynous Katie Lang lookalike John Fugelsang is sexy AF.
Uh-huh.
I love his molasses-like voice, so smooth, dark, and delicious. It contrasts nicely with his translucent skin. I have also loved boy toy Chris LaBoy. Tree barking, wrong, I know. Also, he triggers my daddy issues when he yells to defend himself.
Weird.
Oh,
but okay.
No.
I miss Jim Ward doing the crossword puzzle and reading Marmaduke cartoons while ignoring you and using a coffee cup to make Darth Vader noises.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong. I want to adopt Bella, feed her tummy soups that heal, and have her wear my wedding dress when she marries Jack or one of those other disgusting boys with whom she lives. She is too adorable for words, and I love Krista. She laughs at my jokes. And then we have all those callers who become like friends to me. Kevin in D.C., Sue in Rockville, Karen in Chicago, David Hoff, the hilarious gay, Anita in San Antonio, Lucretia, the sweaty church whore, the homo of hope, the homo of filth, Queen Bee, Tony in L.A., Tracy in Arizona, Peter in Wisconsin, and so many more.
Wow.
The community you helped us... Oh, I forgot my love music. The community you helped us build means more to me than I can even express. It's rare to find people who want to discuss the horror of this presidency and this Republican Party. Finding people who help make sense of what's happening in this world is no easy task. I appreciate these people you've brought into my life so much. Please give them all completely inappropriate hugs from me. Love, kisses, and more. Jenny the Giggling Whore, thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wow, that was so nice.
Wasn't that sweet?
That was nice.
Aww. When you marry Jack or one of those other disgusting...
disgusting boys.
With the boy smells.
I can't, no offense, I can't imagine what your house smells like.
Oh, yeah. I have so much incense that I burn around the house.
But then it's just boy smell masked with incense.
Yeah, we have a lot of windows.
Patchouli-flavored boy smell.
They stay open at all times. You know, they were watching Sex and the City with me last night, and it was the funniest thing ever because one of my roommates could not get over Carrie's outfits. Every time Carrie came on screen, he would say, "What the F is she wearing?" and would get very mad.
Now, does your gaydar go off? I'm not sure I've ever heard a straight man discuss Carrie's outfits, but okay.
they all moved to L.A. and went to a liberal arts school.
Okay. It's you and six other guys?
Yeah, including Jack.
Including Jack, yes.
Including Jack.
Yes.
Okay. She's our little Snow White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I assume they're normal-sized men. I don't know if they're, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was Snow White whistle while you work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. She doesn't whistle. She goes, ow, my stomach hurts and it's too early. All right. Democrats said it's telling that Trump seems more upset about the staff Epstein stole from his business than the fact that the minor who worked at his resort was traffic groomed and raped by Epstein. Yes. Yes. Hello.
Oh, yes. I got an email from Phil, and he clarifies that Epstein did not have a spa. According to Jeffrey herself, she was a towel girl at the Mar-a-Lago spa. She was approached by Maxwell and asked if she wanted to be a private masseuse for a rich man who liked massages. The job would require international travel, and they would pay for her licensing as a masseuse. As Virginia said, it was a dream come true having been homeless with no direction in her life before getting hired at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
The abuse was immediate.
I think, Bella, am I right? All girls, when you hear spa, work at a spa, you're like, you know.
There are legit spas.
Yes, of course there are, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. The White Lotus Spa.
Yeah. Well, there.
What? I think that was a bad example.
Yeah, that was.
The other cowgirl said, you'd think being completely anti-pedophilia, starvation, and concentration camps would be non-negotiable, but here we are. It's talk about the. Oh, by the way, we have another. Hold, please.
Hypocrites.
Let me find this latest one. Oh, here it is. Trump supporters Stephanie and Scott Sukchek, have deleted their social media accounts after news broke that Scott was arrested and charged with having over 300 images of child porn.
Oh!
Stephanie was a Trump delegate and is the Republican Party of Door County chair.
Yeah.
So that's those people. Okay. I swear to God, there's one a day. Who was the one victim I read last hour that said they're mostly Republicans?
Yeah.
That were. I mean, it's just none of us have ever said there's probably not any Democrats. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that there's at least one Democrat.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Right. Wolves for Liberty said, first he said Democrats are in the Epstein files, which everyone will see once he releases the files. Then he told us the files don't exist. They're a Democratic hoax. Then he said they do exist, but he's not in them, and it's just a witch hunt. Now he says he is in the files, but Democrats put his name in them just to smear him. Someone is getting smeared here, and it's his supporters. I mean, I guess Joe Rogan's a good as any barometer, right? And he seems to still be calling bull. All of this, you know, I don't know, Chris, if there's a moment. I mean, yesterday, this one, reporter, Mr. President, you said yesterday you're falling out with Jeffrey Epstein was because he was taking some of the workers from your business, but your administration in the past has said many times you threw him out because he was a creep. Can you explain that discrepancy? Trump. Well, you know, they're the same thing, you know, sort of a little bit the same thing. No, they're not at all the same thing. And by the way, one Florida reporter said the real story is that they were both bidding on the same house, mm-hmm. and Epstein, like, you know, I don't know, drove the price up by bidding, so Trump had to pay like $40 million more than he wanted to, that it was a business dispute. You know, it's like, oh, please, like Trump had some moral barometer that made him go, oh, I'm telling you, this latest story tells me he was involved.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know, maybe a partner.
Yeah.
Possibly in the sex trafficking.
And yesterday, Caitlin Collins led a brief scrum on the Colonnade when Trump landed from his trip. And she asked if the stealing of young women from the spas raised, quote, alarm bells for him at the time.
I did. I just did that story last hour. You don't listen to me, do you?
Yeah. And Trump snapped, be quiet.
Yes, I know. Bella, am I?
Yeah, I do remember. Okay. Yes, I recall.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real. He does not listen to me. You don't listen to me, do you?
Huh?
Karen.
I do other things than listen to you, you know.
Okay. Karen is thunk. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hey, hello. Back at you, giggling whore. I love you, too. And I have to say that I agree with Jenny. When I hear Chris yell, I kind of involuntarily reduce the heat on my thermostat, put on a sweater, and take out the garbage. And I want to say that I hang on your every word, Stephanie, beautiful Stephanie, and young Stephanie, and Bella, you are smart and wise.
He was kind.
Beautiful
was
and yes. funny. And, Michael, once is it just one time, otherwise you're venturing into creeper territory.
All right.
I'm just going to say that.
No. At my age, there's no creeper territory. Yeah. Everything's fair game.
No, for you, anything goes. Yeah. But, Stephanie. The guardians of pedophiles, otherwise known as the GOP, they are the most gullible group of people, or just all in on the pedophilia and the sexual abuse, et cetera, et cetera. Because I was looking at this article in the Seattle Times by Martha Ross, and she talked about the Republicans who called out Donald Trump and his inappropriate behavior. John Kelly, aide, said he talked about Ivanka Trump's breasts, her backside, and what it might be like to have sex with her. Yeah. Remarks that prompted Kelly to remind the president that Ivanka was his daughter. So listen, if he's doing that towards his daughter, I'm sorry, is it that much of a stretch to think that he was raping young girls?
Oh, my God. Have you seen all the pictures?
Abusing women?
Have you seen all the pictures? Right. Did you ever in your life take a picture like that with your father? Where you're, like, straddling his leg or sitting in his lap like that? I was like, oh, God.
Exactly. So yeah. This is... I mean, Marco Rubio, all these Republicans that did a complete 180 on their opinion of Trump. I mean, yeah. This is who this guy is. So, I mean, the media, like, come on. Yeah. Seriously, this is as obvious
Marco,
as the noses on your faces.
Marco says he hasn't ruled out running for president. Did you see that? Yeah, because, well, you know what we have? Great. We've ruled it out. You soulless hack. Oh, by the way, Chris, I also had a senior moment when I promoted Dr. Doom next last hour because it's not Thursday, it's Wednesday.
I didn't call you out on the airport.
All right, well, fine. I called myself out. It's Wednesday, everyone. Okay, which means Malcolm Nance is coming up, and then Carlos Alzarocchi, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the state of the world, right? I know, right? It's there's ways you can make a difference, though. Make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do. Switch your phone to Credo Mobile, a progressive phone company that donates every month to progressive nonprofits we need more than ever right now, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. When you join, you get a great phone company, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone and your current number. It is so easy to switch. Just go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, hey you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know those brutal summer nights, tossing, turning, flipping the pillow, trying to find that cool spot? I've been there. That's exactly why I switched to Cozy Earth Sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they're designed to naturally wick away heat and moisture, helping your body stay several degrees cooler at night. I didn't realize how much a difference that makes till I tried them. Studies show that when your body sleeps cooler, it releases more melatonin, so you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up feeling actually rested. Plus, cooler sleep can even help you regulate your mood. Cozy Earth completely transformed my 5 to 9, that time that matters most. And with their 100-night sleep trial, you've got nothing to lose. Test them out during the hottest nights of the year, and if you don't love them, send them back. But trust me, you will not want to. Upgrade your summer. Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie, and save up to 40% on temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. Don't forget that code is Stephanie. Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Christian.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
Filling the giant void in Ting Ting music,
well,
in morning radio.
Needed to.
Good morning. Hello. Joe says MAGA spent years calling liberals pedophiles and perverts. Also, the Tate brothers are MAGA. Matt Gaetz is MAGA. Roy Moore is MAGA. Epstein and Trump were best friends. Trump was found liable for sexual assault, etc. Every accusation is a confession. That's the myth, I think, that's getting exploded in what do you call it? QAnon world?
Mm-hmm.
That it's all, I guess they really believe that it was all liberals that you know, are involved in this. I mean, it's.
Well, that's why they were pushing for it so hard.
Where am I? Yeah. Beatty Meister, thank you. Let's do the timeline again. J.D. Vance claimed for 4 years under Biden's Department of Justice, the media didn't give a damn about the Epstein files or the Epstein case. This is patently false. Epstein was imprisoned, died, and the court documents were sealed until January 2025. The only reason this resurfaced is because Trump promised to release the files on the campaign trail until he realized he couldn't be easily wiped from the files. They lie so easily, it's terrifying. Yasher Ali said, we know that Ghislaine Maxwell groomed and recruited Virginia Joffrey from Mar-a-Lago. At the time, Joffrey was working as a spa attendant at the club. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? Smoking guns, whatever you want to call them, right? Angela in Maryland. Hello, Angela.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Good. Go ahead.
I just want to take this opportunity to say that Chris is right in this particular circumstance, because the logic he used to come up with the connection between Trump and Epstein through Virginia Joffrey was magnificent.
Oh. Yes. He is our show's Columbo.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
So this is Angela, the accountant for the Stephanie Miller Show, signing off.
Oh, we needed one.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and thank you for announcing your departure like it's an airport. All right. This is... If all the like crazy stuff he says. Did you hear? I don't know which world leader he was sitting with. Trump said, "I solved six wars, averaging a war per month, including wars that has lasted 500 years." And Joe Walsh said he's increasingly detached from reality. Somebody should write a book about his condition and how the people around him are covering it up. Thank you, Joe. What the hell is he? What, he's solved zero wars. Like, it's just been nobody. Okay. By the way, Joe, can you come on tomorrow? I miss you. Call me. Daddy issues. Speaking of daddy issues. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Speaking of that, Malcolm Nance. Oh, we have so much to talk to him about.
Yeah.
Oh, including using our nuclear money to pay for his bribe plane and, you know, stuff, other stuff that keeps us safe and, you know, and MAGA. And also
Maha.
Malcolm Nance next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Throughout the summer, our air quality has been impacted by wildfires up in Canada. Now, DNR fire staff are headed out west and up north to help. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided, with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison Mustard Museum curator Barry Levinson. Then Appleton's Kim Mothy joins to talk Mile of Music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Council.
All I know is that Donald Trump ran his campaign saying, roughly, if I am elected president, we're going to release the whole file, right? That's what he said. Well, that's what he said. Do it. Now, why are they not coming clean? Well, everybody in the world has their guesses, you know. And if he promised the American people he would release the files, President Trump, do what you said you would do. Release the files. Let's see what's in them.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator Sanders. Okay. We await the Malcolm Nance. Meanwhile, who said, Trump said every time they give you a question that's not appropriate, just say, oh, by the way, Obama cheated on the election. Yeah, it's easy. And if they keep asking, just say Hillary shot JFK, Rosie O'Donnell did 9/11, and Nancy Pelosi to bat, and that's how we got COVID. No further questions.
Oh, my God.
Who said that?
Oh, Malcolm Nance.
No. John Oliver. Very okay. funny. I'm telling you. Comedians leading the resistance, leading the way. Yes, give me a little more Stephen Colbert while we're at it. Why not? Yes, 12.
But he's not suing everybody. He's signing insane executive actions. The latest is a memo that allows federal workers to persuade co-workers their religion is correct. And also with you. They say any religion, but you get a sense of which one the memo is rooting for, because it says that no disciplinary action should be taken against employees displaying religious items, quote, such as crosses, crucifixes, and mezuzah. Before you say that this is going to start a holy war in the break room, you should know that the memo allows employees to push their religion, provided that such efforts are not harassing in nature. Of course, converting people to your religion is always very chill. That's why all those people died in the Spanish gentle suggestion.
National treasure, Stephen Colbert. Yeah. So, as our friend Joe Walsh said, where's the book on Trump's obvious mental decline and the cover-up? This headline, total mental collapse. Trump ripped after insane new ramble in Europe. Trump spent part of the weekend in Scotland reviving his old grievances against wind power, even claiming at one point it's killing Americans. Windmills killing Americans. Mm-hmm. During a meeting with the European Commission President Ursula, somebody, that lady saw that look on her face. He said, the other thing I say to Europe, will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China almost. Okay, so everything you said there is not true, just in case you... Yeah. Okay. Do I even need to say that anymore? Or okay. He complained wind turbines rust and rot in 8 years and then can't be buried because they harm the soil. The things at con jobs are very expensive. In all fairness, Germany tried it. It didn't work. Okay, so much of what the president said was wildly inaccurate.
Yes.
Germany gets more than a quarter of its energy from wind. Let's see. Wind turbines last about 30 years, not 8 years. It is not the most expensive form of energy, and they are not almost all made in China. But other than that, everything he said is fine. Trump has previously taken his anti-wind stance to absurd extremes. Remember in 2019, he falsely claimed that wind turbines cause cancer. Ah, who can remember? This is where he went full Nell. The wind, it sounds so wonderful. The wind is bull. I'll tell you. Wow, that is going to go down in history as one of the great presidential quotes. Is it not?
Yes.
I remember that. I remember cancer, the windmill cancer, don't you? We did. Didn't Elton John do a song? I think so.
Goodbye, all your greens. Though you never knew you had threatening windmills near yourselves. The noise when they're installed. Yes, Trump said how that would work. And it filtered into his brain. He said it was the windmills and the sound it was to blame. And it seems to me you lived your life getting cancer from the wind, never knowing you
get
sick when the wind set in. And I would have liked to see you just try clean coal. Windmills gave you cancer.
before you ever did.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yes, someone said this is why there are no Dutch people today. All those windmills did them in. Someone else tweeted, yet another flagrant case of WDS, windmill derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
And a last one, his insane obsessions, windmills, toilet flushes, shower pressure, not even 1% of the coverage or mental health discussions Joe Biden's verbal gaffes did. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Oh, hey, look who's here. Yeah. Look, we found him.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're in Brazil. I say,
Malcolm Nance,
Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, Malcolm Nance. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I guess you guys thought I was like with, you know, Bob Chesca or face down in a British pub or something.
No, that's Rude Pundit. Rude Pundit was face down in a British pub. You are. Found you. All right.
He's about six.
By the way, we were just talking about, purity politics, purity voters, and you retweeted Robert Reich, who said, so good move by Michigan Muslims and those suckered by Jill Stein, believing Harris was anti-Palestine and that somehow Trump would protect Gaza. I mean, it is so tragic, Malcolm, honestly.
It is. And, you know, it's not only tragic for the people of Gaza, but now it's tragic for the whole world that everybody went to their corners last year. And you could almost say by extension that the far left progressive movement, the most extreme progressives who are single issue voters. And we had this out. Actually, the black community was having it out with some of the Free Palestine protesters, that they said that Trump would be a better alternative. And yes, we have starvation in Gaza, but along the horizon, he is still talking ethnically cleansing the entirety of the Gaza Strip, removing 2.2 million people from there.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So let's talk about per Rachel Maddow tonight, the existing nuclear silos that we have built mainly in the 60s, housing the U.S. nuclear missile stockpiles, are deteriorating and must be replaced. However, there's been a mysterious transfer of $934,000, almost $1 billion, from funds warmarked for that purpose to an unnamed classified project. And now appears these funds include the renovation of the new Golda Dorn Air Force One, the bribe plane from Qatar for Trump.
Absolutely disgraceful. Just absolutely disgraceful. Listen, if we're going to have a land-based nuclear arsenal, which, hey, all cards on the table, I am not a fan of land-based nuclear weapons. I mean, we could get rid of two-thirds of our nuclear arsenal, stay with submarine-based deterrence, and we wouldn't miss a thing. But these Sentinel missiles are in silos that are 60-some-odd years old. These missiles are relatively new, but to steal the money, nuclear safeguards, and then into what they're calling a black program, a classified program, just to refurbish a jet that is for Donald Trump's personal use. It will never, I'm going to be on the table right now for you people, that plane will never be airworthy in the time that Trump is alive. It just won't.
Yeah.
This is a straight up bribe. He thinks he's going to get a pretty airplane to settle down into his octogenarian period in, and we're going to pay for it with $1 billion. Democrats need to be screaming from the top of their lungs that they're doing waste and abuse. The Republicans spend money on anything, hundreds of thousands of dollars on individual prisoners, stealing money from the Defense Department, stealing money in our defense. And I'm glad you brought this up because I have a new Substack coming out.
All right.
Where I'm going to talk about how Trump is almost unilaterally disarming this country.
Yep.
And he's doing it for money, but our enemies are benefiting.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one, as we sit here this morning thinking, is there going to be a tsunami warning in, you know, California? And hurricane season is starting. The U.S. Navy will permanently cut its stream of data from three weather satellites essential to hurricane forecasters tomorrow, with the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season just weeks away.
Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
is that stupidity right there? Is peak excess? All right. And implementing a no climate change policy from Trump. That's all this is about. He turned off all the weather satellite, weather support to the weather hurricane hunting aircraft. NOAA is going away. National Weather Service is critically damaged. That's all Hegseth.
Yep. Yep. And this is what this whole party has become. Nearly 20 states are facing GOP weather control bills. Mm-hmm. This is, I can hear Bob Seska doing Alex Jones in my head right now. But for years, outlandish,
are you kidding me?
No,
not
at all. For
years, outlandish theories about the U.S. government's using airplanes to spray harm, this is the chemtrails, chemicals over the U.S. homes, or powerful elites controlling the weather, were relegated to the fringes of society. Not anymore. Republican lawmakers in nearly 20 state legislatures have proposed such legislation, with governors in Louisiana and Florida having already signed bills into law. On the federal level, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's a surprise. And Tim Burchett of Tennessee introduced the Clear Skies Act. One of the state Republicans who co-sponsored legislation said it's not a conspiracy theory. All you have to do is look up. I feel like we're in that movie. Look up.
Don't look up.
Right.
Yeah, don't look up.
God, the stupid is so thick here. It is amazing. You know what? I'm going to tell you another thing. You were talking a little bit about, you know, party politics a little earlier.
Yeah.
This is also a failure of Democrats to stand up and scream, not just go, this is something that is a folly. We shouldn't pay any attention to. They have to stand up and scream, this is stupid stuff. This is stupid. Your legislation's stupid because you're stupid. And you want to convince people you're passing legislation for conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
It's real.
Are the Jewish space lasers in this Marjorie Taylor Greene? You know, I mean, and Tim Burchett, the other guy, he also claims alien civilizations are operating underwater bases in the Earth's oceans, which I don't, you know what, can we get Jason Momoa on this? Can we do, is there something? I mean,
No, because they'll start passing anti-Aquaman legislation.
They will.
Oh, God. All right. You retweeted Jen saying ICE is detaining U.S. citizens again and again based solely on how they look or speak. Racial profiling is unconstitutional. It's un-American. It's intentional. This is white Christian nationalism in uniform trying to ethnically cleanse the country. We will not let them. I mean, here's, by the way, do we have, is this Tom Homan? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Cut 10. Tom.
90% of the media is pushing a false narrative. We're kidnapping people. We're disappearing people. We're deporting U.S. citizens. We're not deporting any U.S. citizens. That's illegal. Bottom line is we're doing exactly what American people did with voted for. 70%, 7 out of 10 people are public safety threat. And the other 30% are national security threats and people who had due process order removed by a judge.
Oh, my God, Malcolm. They have deported U.S. citizens.
Over 70.
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this latest one video, an 18-year-old U.S. citizen being violently arrested in Florida by immigration agents back in May has drawn heavy scrutiny. Kenny Lanez is a high school senior. He was on his way to work as a landscaper. He recorded the arrest. This shows the officer telling him, a U.S. citizen, you got no rights here. You're an amigo, brother. And he said, it hurts me, him saying, I have no rights here because I look, you know, I'm Hispanic. And he said the car was pulled over having too many people in the front seat. So two of the passengers were undocumented. And officers can be seen using a taser. He said, we're not resisting. We weren't committing any crime. You're trying to run away. So after he was, his camera kept recording, captured an exchange in which an officer says to another, they're starting to resist more. We're going to end up shooting some of them. I mean, Malcolm, this is going no place good, any of this.
No, and these guys are waiting for it. You know, I trained a lot of law enforcement, hundreds and hundreds of cops all over the United States in counterterrorism, counterterrorism intelligence. And This is going no place bad. I'm sorry. I've said this in public already. This organization is now the secret police. Yeah. It's a secret police. It's a Gestapo organization, because that's what Gestapo stands for. The state secret police apparatus. And by covering it in the nice name of ICE, and using these illegal methodologies, we don't even know who they are. And let me tell you, when we do our, you know, people are calling it Project 2026 or 2027. I like to call it Restoration 2027.
Yeah.
Everyone must be held accountable by name, by individual action. People should be allowed to sue you out of existence, because if law enforcement officers in the government think that they can operate in secret and talk like this on body cam, well, just guess what's going to happen? Eventually, they're going to start doing things that they don't want people to know they're doing off body cam.
Yep.
You know, they're resisting. Well, they're not resisting. You're attacking them. Guys with garden hoses.
Yep.
Right? Malcolm, none of this is lawful.
Nope. Yep. Malcolm, one more before you go, because I got to get your take. So Trump sought to increase pressure on Putin in a bid to, and by that, he went to his usual technique.
Bear, stop that!
Yeah.
Stop that!
Okay.
It doesn't even taste good.
To put an end to the Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, announcing he would shorten a 50-day negotiating window to 10 or 12 days from today. I'm disappointed in President Putin. Disappointed in him. We're going to have to look. I'm going to reduce that 50 days I gave him to a lesser number. It's going to make a new deadline of 10 or 12 days. Putin is just laughing his ass off, isn't he, at all of this.
Yeah, he is. And Putin is using a very well-known human manipulation technique. He is using a lack of commentary and communication with Trump as a punishment tool. Trump loves Vladimir Putin. Trump admires Putin. By doing these ridiculous arbitrary number changes, thinking he is going to manipulate a KGB officer who may secretly be one of the richest men in the world, it's laughable. Yep. You know, the bear had more common sense, in that scenario than Trump does, and control over the situation.
Yes. Have we tried?
Know, Trump standing there screaming at him, not going to help.
Have we tried telling him Ukraine doesn't even taste good? Bear, stop. All right, we love you. We're late. We got to go. I love you, Malcolm. Goodbye. Read his Substack.
Yeah, read his Substack. One is coming out, what, today?
Yep. Yes. He said,
all right. Yeah, cool.
Yes. All right. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh,
the new Ana Ortiz endorsed Vibrance. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. When super sexy actresses tell you they use it, do it. I mean, I'm just a radio nerd, but I do glow. I do have a youthful glow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you look just like Ana Ortiz.
Thank you so much. You are so full of it. Wow. You've gone like beyond Michael on Blue Sky. Vibrant Super C Serum is a miracle, though, I tell you. It can replace all of those creams you got. It has all the best stuff in it. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results, I'm telling you. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrant. If you full refund if you don't love it as much as my best friend Anna and I do. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's VIBRIANCE. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights states to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. You know that home, that room in your home that just calls to you.
Uh-huh.
Stubby! That's where my Cozy Earth sheets and my... What?
Is that where the president sleeps?
Yes.
Nephew?
Yeah, my nephew. Well, he doesn't sleep in mine, but he sleeps in the presidential bedroom. Okay. Don't be gross. Yeah. Okay. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets and a bubble cuddle blanket. Bubble. It's game over with that. Oh, my God, it's new. They're always coming up with new things to put in your lap of luxury.
With your lover.
Well, not me, but others. Honestly, I'm telling you, these bamboo sheets, unreal, soft, breathable. They keep you cool all night long. No more overheating or waking up in a sweat. I sleep several degrees cooler, and that bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my God. It's like a hug in a blanket form. Faux fur, plush, mid-weight, ridiculously cozy. I'm telling you, the jammies, I love everything they make. Cozy Earth gives you a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Once you try it, you're never going back. I'm just warning you. You have been warned. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right.
58 minutes after the hour, we have, coffee with Carlos Al's Rocky coming up. We need to send him a gift basket for the gift of Anna Ortiz. That's how we met her.
Yes,
through Carlos.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy expanding at a surprising 3% rate in the second quarter. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The U.S. produced 3% more in goods and services in the second quarter, reversing a 0.5% decline in the first. Exports fell 1.8%, but imports plunged more than 30% as President Trump's tariffs began to take effect. Trump responded to the rise in GDP with a new demand that the Federal Reserve drop interest rates. The Board of Governors will issue its decision later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump says he'll impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because of India's purchase of oil from Russia, which the administration says is being used to fund the war in Ukraine. One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded has hit off the Russia's sparsely populated Far East coast. It sent tsunami waves into Japan, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast. Most of those warnings have now been downgraded. This is ABC News.